than the players that play on Sundays. But I don't know. It probably, like you said, it's going to be an easy vic for the Cowboys either way around the table. Before we get there though,
we got unfinished business, and y'all are part of the problem too. We got some. We got something for y'all. I mean, behind. we got unfinished business. Tennessee on the clock right now.
Tennessee done, man.
But that's who we got next. And then we gonna send Washington right now, hanging on by a thread. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm the kind of dude, I'll walk by your sundress and pull that thread out. You know what I'm saying?
We've been to ourselves already.
Oh man!
I'm just telling you right now. I can't wait till we play y'all, put y'all out the pastor. I'm gonna have a part of the year.
Hey Kevin,
yeah man,
smoking like a true cowboy.
With that being said, it's what I'm sitting here laughing. So I made a bold prediction. That I said, I knew week 17 was going to get flexed, which I was correct. Now, what I was thinking was they got the Panthers and the Bucks, and I was hoping they would put that game on Sunday night. So, of course, we can watch this, you know, if Tampa Bay wins, they got the division. But nowadays, it's like, okay, honestly, whoever even wins the division, I don't even see them get past the first round at all, regardless. So, I'm expecting, If everything holds up, the Cowboys, let's say, play Tampa or either, and I'm expecting, you know, Dallas to win over either one. Like I said, at last night's game, I mean, Tampa Bay was so banged up, and people were on the morning show was like, how in the world did Tampa even pull this one out? Brady played one of the worst games of his career. You know, people was banged up all over the place. I mean, injuries was all over. And, you know, Brady was struggling bad. I mean, it was, like, hideous. But it was hideous.
Play that for me, Mill, real quick. Just pop that on. I'll pop it on.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's a real cheap shot.
Yeah.
I got my studio set up too, so I can hit you with a whole lot of stuff right now. But I just wanted to throw that because he was over there just. Yeah.
The Broncos just fired their coach.
Mm. Hey, really?
Hey, look, Russell Wilson is the happiest dude in the world. He said it won't me.
Uh-oh. Breaking news, folks.
Yeah. Yes, breaking news.
Breaking news from Studio W.
That took them long enough.
The only reason Hackett got that job because they thought they were going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. There you go, folks. You never know what's going to pop up.
And here he is. Watch Eric Bieniemy. Won't get this job either.
No.
Eric
Bieniemy
not getting
no
job. That sexual thing sticks with a black man forever.
You know what? I've had arguments with people about that too, Drev, and you know. But again, it's always something behind the scenes that nobody wants to even talk about. You know what I'm saying? As far as why he gets overlooked every single time.
Sexual assault.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, only way I can see Eric Bieniemy getting a job is if Andy Reid goes up into the booth like Bruce Arians did, and he just inherits the Chiefs job. That's the only way I can see that about Eric Bieniemy. So real quick, AFC South.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a similar conundrum going on with the AFC South, which I'm looking at Jacksonville, right?
Dangerous.
They look like if they went out, they can snatch this thing from Tennessee. You always say Tennessee is already done with. We already know that Houston is battling for the
number one pick,
and we know what the Colts are. However, Jacksonville wins out. Hey, we got this thing looks a little bit different going into the playoffs. So, Rev, real quick, what you think about that? What you think about Jacksonville right now?
The way it's looking, Jacksonville is playing really, really good ball. Their defense has stepped up the last few weeks. Trevor Lawrence is looking like the number one pick, looking like the best quarterback that came out. He actually have a coach that can actually coach offense and coach quarterbacks and is a professional, not that mess Urban Meyer's running. See, Urban Meyer and a lot of college coaches struggle because they control those kids' futures. Now with the NIL and with the transfer portal, those college coaches don't have all the power anymore that they used to have. And so when you have to start coaching men, you have to actually kind of be a people person and relatable. Even though you can be strong man and strong will, you don't have the do all say all. You are not the last voice. Some people getting paid. Some people getting contracts. You can't take a college scholarship from a professional player, because what will happen if you cut them? And they got a big hit against the cap. Now you struggling because you got a cap casualty. So here it is now. Most college coaches don't do well. But
I think it all comes down to winning. Because I've seen some horrible people win and kept their jobs.
Now he couldn't coach them.
Only time that the bad comes out is when they start losing. Then they bring up all the drama that was in the organization from day one. You know, the NFL, one of them leagues is, you can pretty much do anything you want as long as you win. They don't give a damn if you got the locker room with you or not. If you winning, you good. But as soon as you start losing, gotta go.
They start questioning Urban even in training camp when they used a first round draft pick on Travis Etienne, and that man said, well, he looks like a great slot receiver. Everybody was like, what? Well, see,
Urban is a whole different case, bro. He's been cheating all his life.
All his life.
Been knowing about it. And he's been doing the sexual stuff outside his wife. I mean, outside his marriage. And he all in the bar. They sitting on his lap. He's been a controversial figure from day one. And he's been, like you said, he was coaching boys. So, and he's always been, you know, when you're on scholarship, it's my way or the highway. Like you said, Rev. But then when he got up there with them grown men, no.
You can't talk to me like that.
Nope.
Right. Mm-hmm. I make more money than you make.
And just think about it like this. Nick Saban's starting to go through that same thing now since the NIL did hit up, since the transfer portal hit up. They had what, 40 players enter the transfer portal this offseason?
Man, the transfer portal might have got a squad.
That's why Coach Prime.
What'd you say, Joe?
No, I'm just laughing because you're right. Transfer portal do got a squad.
Man, they got over 1,000 kids in that portal right now since Deion made that announcement and made that move to Colorado.
But some of those kids in the portal, man, I mean, like, it's five-star recruits all over the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, one of the boys.
And some of them just, like, you told me I was going to start when you brought me in and put the jersey on me and played that video. You know, and then you get there and you got five guys just like you.
Fine. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you got guys just like you at the position. But you see, know?
Yeah. That's
and now you number five.
Yeah, but that's why, CJ and panel, we have to start being realistic with our kids. And when we're talking about, you need to, if you want to play right away,
right,
you got to go somewhere where they're not recruiting four of you. Just like I was so proud of the kids from some of the kids from Highland Springs and Elsie Bird and Life Christian that went up to Virginia Tech, because they know Tech is struggling to get good recruits up there. They're going to play. They're going to get time, even if it's just on special team.
From ODU that went and transferred to Tech.
Yeah, they had
the nation that received.
The coach from Virginia Tech said, "Yeah, we've been struggling, but we're gonna put a fence around Virginia." So he's trying to get all the top guys in the state to build a culture back to where it was when it was getting.
You know why he's doing it though?
Getting everybody from 757-804.
And what?
He's taking a bad rep among some of his former players from the few years that he's been there. And he has a high transfer out rate as well, you know. And they was taking a knock on him from bringing in players, a lot of players from out of state as well. So that's why he's trying to build that fence back up. In a year or two, he ain't going to be there, you know.
And don't be surprised if that young man off 9 Mile, who is a Virginia Tech alum.
Uh-oh.
End up in Virginia Tech.
You never know, man. And you never know. You never knew. That's why when Mendenhall came from BYU to UVA, I'm a big UVA fan. First thing he did is like, I want all the top talent in Virginia. But he forgot he was at Virginia.
He forgot he was at all these boys ain't getting in UVA.
You need what you need, like a 1600 on the SAT or something? Wow. Yeah.
Your GPA gotta be 4.35.
Thank you. So he forgot that part. So he was like, well, let me take this fence down because ain't no way in the world I'm gonna be able to be a
So give me your guys' thoughts about college basketball right now.
Has it started yet? Yeah. You know, I said the NBA don't start the Christmas, so to me, the NBA just started yesterday.
Carolina's right. Right back up in the rankings.
Man, look, if Hubert Davis don't get a leash on Caleb Love and all that wild stuff he's doing, if Hubert Davis is not recruiting as well as I thought he would recruit, because, if we don't have Baycott on the floor, we ain't got no bigs. The Nance kid is not like his brother or his daddy. He ain't going in there trying to gamble on people. Mm. He want to take little jump shots and stay out. We ain't got no bigs, man. Carolina ain't got no bigs. Except for Baycott. Baycott might be back for another year with that extra year he gonna get, cause he making great money on NIL in Carolina.
Yes.
Kevin, what you say?
Well, like I said, I just can't wait for, if conference play hasn't started yet, it's about to start soon. And that's the one thing I always be looking for is ACC action. You know, as far as how's UVA going to do? How's Carolina and Duke's going to end up? So that's my main takeaway, man, is just see how the conference in general, not just ACC, but everywhere else, you know, across the country, how that's going to shake out. And then, of course, leading up to March Madness, you know, how that's going to play out as far as the tournaments. March is like my favorite time of the year, not just because of my birthday month, but of course you got tournaments everywhere to see who's going to come out on top. So I'm still waiting on conference play right
now. Shout out to UVA, man. They killing it. UVA killing it in college basketball.
No, both they didn't drop. They took two L's. They didn't drop.
But still,
the
still.
I mean, they're still in the top 10.
No, they're not. Man,
we're number 13.
Oh, 13.
As far as
Atlanta got back in at 25.
As far as men and women, UVA is doing a great job up there.
Well, we're going to be all right. Oh, yeah. Trust me. And I like women's college basketball. Tony Bennett this year is a lot of parity. It's a lot of parity in the league. Mm-hmm. Tournament gonna be on fire once again because there's probably like 35 teams that can win it all. Because all you gotta do is get hot, win six games. You know, the cream don't start rising until we get to the 23rd game, and then we can see where people actually stack up. And there's a lot of teams right now, 10-2, 11-1, 10-3, 11-2. It's early. You played about 4 or 5 cupcakes. You know what I'm saying? You got a couple people won't read it for you. You know. So it's going to be about like 10 to 12 more games before we figure out where everybody at. And you know, the blue blood team's going to be right up there with the top. ACC going to probably have 7 to 8 teams that's going to be in the tournament anyway.
Right.
You know, so it's going to pretty much, the name's going to be the same. And then you're going to have about 5 or 6 Cinderellas because they pop up every year.
Yeah.
And
true.
What happens with the Cinderellas is usually the teams you don't really hear much about, but they got a lot of senior players on their teams. And that's what's killing college basketball to me. I don't really see what I want to see until I get the Ionas, you know, the Drexels in the tournament. And you look at them, ain't nothing special. I don't know nobody's name, but they got 5 seniors and 1 junior. And one of them's 20 saved.
And boy, they can run that pick and roll.
Oh boy. And that grown man strip start leaning on them 19-year-old boys.
Uh-oh. They start running that pick and roll and them ones that all of a sudden they just shooting threes from everywhere. Like you can't play zone on, you gotta play man, you can't play zone them. They shooting you out that zone. They run these full court presses. You ain't seen all season long. Man, I'm with you on that one, CJ. Just a quick
side note. That's like the boy from Oregon, the tight end. How you get a 9 for your eligibility?
That man,
you a grown man at college. How you get 9 years of eligibility?
How is that possible?
Yeah, I know. I think it was Tennessee. They had a quarterback that had 6 years of eligibility, but not. Jesus, you
that's a record, ain't it?
He used that transfer portal.
Boy, getting ready. He got to accept it or deny it because the NCAA already approved it. Nine. Let me find his name.
How many diplomas does he have?
Not a one.
This boy just going to parties and drinking.
Like 9 years of eligibility, he ain't got one degree.
He better be careful because he's buzzing around with the wrong freshman being court so well.
I didn't know Van Wilder played tight end, but hey, I guess different strokes with different. But all right, so college basketball right now. Purdue is at the top. They 12-0, followed by UConn, 13-0. Houston, Kansas, Arizona, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Gonzaga. That is your top 10. UCLA, Baylor, UVA, Miami, Wisconsin, your top 15. Iowa, Duke, TCU, Kentucky, Auburn. That's your top 20. Mississippi State, Xavier, New Mexico, West Virginia, and North Carolina is your top 25. And what I do love about college basketball, this top 10, this top 25, it's going to be changed. It changes from week to week.
Probably day by day, actually.
Why is Virginia Tech not ranked when they only lost one game? They must be playing Little Sisters of the Poor.
Give them a week. Just give them a week. They'll be back. They'll be in there next week. So let's switch. Let's talk about. It's 1 o'clock right now. Let's talk about some NBA action. Who's in there? And I want to start with this one with Joe. Joe, I know you're a diehard Spurs fan. And you know you've seen better days, but. Tell me about your Spurs right now and give me your take on the NBA, Western Conference, Eastern Conference. Holler at me.
The Spurs right now, we're just a young squad. Right now, all I say is we're looking at potential, maybe potential stars that might play for other teams later on, just like DeJounte Murray, you know what I'm saying? We're just building up new players. We're not a threat, you know. But just glad to see that Pop is still going, you know what I'm saying? Maybe set some old records or something, get some old wins on his record before he go ahead and give it up. But it's one thing I can say for 1 year in NBA that is kind of up in the air. Like, you just like, who is really going to be that team? Yeah. I would say right about now, you know what I'm saying? This year would be the year. Because, I mean, we can name a handful of teams that, you know, we know that's probably going to make it most of the way. But who is going to be that one team? Who can say that one team for sure? Because it's teams just coming out the blue and just balling. And then you got this team that you had like, oh, they're a superstar team, and then they lose to a nobody team. So it's kind of up in the air. It's interesting, though. It's interesting.
Okay, I'm gonna go to CJ next.
Hey, look, NBA ain't that interesting. NBA know they is the stepchild to the NFL. So they have to keep things interesting, okay? All this regular season stuff don't mean nothing. Back. Night in, night out. At the end of the day, you're going to get in the West. You're probably going to get the Suns, the Grizzlies, a sleeper team, maybe the Nuggets in there somewhere. In the East, it's going to be the same old teams. Who I think? The Celtics, the Bucks, the Cavaliers playing good ball, but I don't see them going. The 76ers shouldn't make a move somewhere in the middle of the season, but it's going to be the same two teams in the end. It's going to be the Celtics and the Bucks in the East. And probably in the West, I like the Clippers, but they can't stay healthy. It's going to be a big market team. You know, the NBA, Phoenix Suns, possibly, but they got feuds going on because they didn't sign the boy to a max contract. And Chris Paul injured. But it's going to be the regular. At the end of the day, it's always the same story in the NBA. Whoever can sell the most tickets, my opinion, is going to be there at the end. What's good for TV, that's all.
Okay.
I'm a Laker fan, and we won't be nowhere around.
And I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because in the West, what I noticed, out of the top 10, only the Dallas Mavericks, who are sitting at number 8 in the West, the only team that has won a championship. So the entire West to me is a complete unknown.
Wide open.
Wide open. And like you said in the East, the Bucks and the Celtics, yeah, I can see that. Bucks is going to be a problem. I'll probably be rooting for the Bucks, but the Celtics, man, they pulled away from them the other night. They look like they're going to be the problem. I am 100% with you on Cleveland. I've been on Cleveland's bandwagon since last year. I like the way they finished off the season last year. Right. And then they brought in Donovan Mitchell. They number 3 right now. Now, I've been saying since day one, I was never sold on Brooklyn. Brooklyn sitting at number 4. I will say this about Brooklyn. I want to see Kyrie Irving stay on the court for an entire season with this squad and see how they look then with some little bit more cohesion going into the playoffs. I kind of like what I'm seeing from Brooklyn right now. Philly just seems to keep getting in their own way. I do like them. New York, I'm not sold on New York. ATLs, they just seem to be 1 year away. They show some flashes, Atlanta, but not enough consistency.
Atlanta got problems, man, yes. Because Trey and the coach ain't getting along at all.
It's always something with them.
It's Atlanta, 28.
And we're talking about below 500 team, may I add?
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
Atlanta's gonna be on the come up for this one though, because they're gonna get something for Trey. They're gonna get another big name, maybe some draft picks. So they're gonna be all right.
Yeah, Indiana at number 8. I want Miami to get together. They sit at number 9 right now.
But on a side note, we got to see if the ownership is with Trey or the coach.
Nobody knows that.
The coach, right? We don't know who the ownership is.
The coach don't sell tickets.
Exactly.
The coach don't sell tickets.
Only the star players do.
That's right. And they got plenty of star players, and coaches are expendable. We don't know what Ime Udoka is going to be at next year, so that might be an option. You got to think about that too.
My Pistons is trying to get the number 1 pick for the lottery. That's all.
That should be easy right now.
No, it ain't easy because Houston got 9 wins too. Pistons got 8. So we lottery this thing up. Charlotte, I think Charlotte tanking too because they want to put Ball and Wembanga together and make Charlotte the queen city, the place to go to. But
yes, sir. It would be.
Boy, if they get Ball in that 7-footer, I might have to get season tickets to go down that thing.
That joint will be lit. I'll tell you that right now. I
want to
see some of that.
I'll pay money for them. Can we arrange a shuttle to get some season tickets there?
Man.
WB with the
Lakers can put a deal together for Ball, man.
Great. Yeah.
You know, I seen the daddy say he don't want them to play in L.A.
His daddy needs to just keep doing what he's doing.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's all it is. But with the Lakers, I just want Jenny Buss to just fire everybody. Just stop, cause all these people in her ear obviously ain't doing them no justice.
Man, I wanted to fire herself, man. I'm gonna let life. Daddy probably just turned over in his grave. Like, my kids
don't know how to run nothing.
Yeah, she got all this money, boy.
Just fire everybody and just go off your own instincts for once. Because it seems like every decision that's made, someone else had a hand in it. But Jenny Buss is the one signing the checks. Get rid of all of them and just see if I want to see Jenny Buss run a team by herself.
Hey, I tell you one thing she did though. I ain't really like it, but she did it.
What's that?
Magic, man.
She got rid of Magic.
Magic was like, it ain't my problem no more.
Yeah. He stepped down. When you say you stepped down or backed away from the organization, that's usually when they said, well, how you want to handle it publicly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or mutually agree to part ways.
Hey, Rev. Yes, sir. We'll put it in common man terms. Fired or resigned. Either way, you don't come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Either way.
Yo, they took your car key. They took your car key. They did deactivate the code. You ain't got no more pocket pass.
You hit that door with that card in the morning. It is not gonna work.
The only thing gonna open up for you is because you still magic and the security guards know you.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I'm gonna make this interesting for you guys. CJ.
Yo.
I'm going to you first, then Joe, then Rev. I want your top five NBA players right now.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Boy.
Give me John Morant.
Hey, Rev, what'd you say? Give me a little bit of time on that. Look.
No, I got five.
Top five NBA players right now. Kevin Durant. I don't care what y'all say. Kevin Durant is in my top five. I can't get it to you in no order, though.
Nah, it ain't got me in no order.
Kevin Durant. Ja Morant. Embiid. I like that boy. I like Embiid. I do. The boy from Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis. And, shooting guard. What the boy name? What's the boy name? I'm going to come back with the last one because I can't remember his name. But those are my four. And I like those four.
Okay, Joe.
Give me Ja Morant. Give me Giannis. Give me KD. Give me Jason Tatum. And give me Zion.
I forgot. The Joker. That's who I want. I want Joker.
Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic, the Joker.
He quietly gets it done.
Man, did you see that dunk Aaron Gordon got last night? Yo.
Oh, my God. That was... That was a piece.
All right, some more people with this. So,
I say Giannis, KD, Ja Morant, Jokic, and Tatum.
Okay.
All right, Ro.
All right, I go Ja Morant, KD. I like Tatum a lot. But I like Dame. I'm gonna put Dame Lillard in there. I like Dame.
Okay.
Like big time Dame. He's real cold blooded. And I go to Joker because I like to, like you say, he get it done so quiet. You don't even
know
he done had a triple double.
Exactly. And you don't watch the whole game and don't know how many points he got.
I seen a joke the other day where the other big man that they got had like 29 rebounds or something. And 30 some points or something, but they was like everybody just giving all this attention to this 13, 12, and 11 from the Joker. Like he make the game. Hey, he opened up the offense.
He made the game easy for them.
Yeah, he make it so easy for them in Denver.
Okay,
is Murray back in Denver?
Yeah, but they just for some reason they get into the playoffs. They can't find no offense for some reason.
Well, last year, because they didn't have Murray. They didn't have that guy that can get his own
drive, record-wise.
But no, come on, man. The NBA, if you can't make the playoffs, you suck.
But I'm just saying, you know, like,
half the league in the playoffs.
He still had over 50 wins last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Half the teams suck, and they suck. Are you playing against Detroit and Houston?
All right, Kev, what's your top five? All
right, I got Tatum, KD, Giannis, Joker, and I'm going to throw this one in there off the grid. Luka,
yeah.
Luka would definitely be in my top 10, but that's real good. That's a real good
And I say that, too, because remember, like, on Friday, he dropped a 50-piece on the Rockets.
And he's another one. If you're just not careful, I mean, you gotta account for him. If you're not careful, he's gonna.
Yeah.
Ask Devin Booker what happened last season.
Let's think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Joker is having a Russell Westbrook triple-double type season. He only needs 0.6 to be averaging an assist to average a triple-double. That's crazy from the center position.
Yeah. It's even more crazy from a guy who don't jump.
Exactly.
This man has zero vertical. He is doing all this below the rim. He is like the greatest. Well, no, he is the best below the rim basketball player today. Anybody better than him goes above the rim.
I mean, you can't go through him at all. I mean, he's like a rim protector as well. You know, I mean, he has like everything you could ask for in somebody.
Yes, but
and that's scary.
And it's crazy the way you beat him is through endurance. You got to wear him down. Cause
that's the only possible way.
If Denver finds a way to keep him fresh, then that's just a problem. So guys, I know we've been over here for over an hour. We still got some time on. We kind of pretty much out of topics until we get WB. That WB done ran off.
We ain't out of topic. Oh, we ain't never out of topic.
Let me tell, so
how
CJ.
About them got Cowboys?
Oh,
man. Come on, we out of topic. We weren't out of topic last week when y'all told me how y'all gonna beat us. I need everybody to pick the, Eagles to beat the Cowboys. Tell me how you feeling now. What changed? What happened?
Oh, we still feel pretty good.
Well,
yeah.
No.
We still feel pretty good.
Hold on. I don't want to hear none of that. We should feel pretty good. I want to know what happened with the loss. Cause y'all said we're gonna win. You can't lose and feel pretty good. Every time I lose, I feel bad.
I mean, okay? We can, knowing that we had our backup quarterback.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Cause
you only won one Super Bowl in 3,900 years. So you can't feel kind of good. You were 13-1.
That
was 13-1.
But
it's still relevant, though.
Yeah, we still 13-2. Okay.
Playing with them rings.
The sun still stays.
It's still on the team.
Oh, that sounds good, but you lost for Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
None of our guys with
you
none
took
of
a L.
Right
you
now,
y'all was a fake.
A
that's
jacket.
Good team. That's what you was. You was a fake. Good team, and we beat you. That's all we want to talk about.
Hold on. You could confidently say that when Hurts wasn't playing. That was a big. That's a big difference.
Y'all beat Cooper Rush.
I'm not.
You forgot
I know.
Me,
I'm not. Look.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not,
so the showdown must happen again.
I'm not
hey,
saying.
The offense.
Saying,
our offense put 40 on your number one ranked defense.
No,
I just, I'm thankful for the 6 sacks because they helped
not
me out in
one.
Fantasy.
Well, you ain't number one no more because we done took care of that.
Yeah, we had 4 turnovers, but we had 6 sacks. There's a lot of good takeaways from that game, but it's nothing for us to hang our head over. It's a loss. For us to make. We're playing this way, and we're still.
You said you're gonna lose by 6. We already know you're gonna lose.
And still 13-2. So we're making our mistakes and we're still winning. So
yeah,
come playoff time. Oh yeah, everything will be cleared up. We have answered every bell.
Lane Johnson is great.
And he'll be back.
That I don't know because that's very interesting. He got a domino tail.
Yeah, he's not playing no more to the. He's not playing no more to the postseason, but he still got a month.
Bro,
who's that?
Let me tell you something about a domino tail. No, Lane Johnson. He could be there for the year.
Yeah,
Lane Johnson plays center for y'all, right?
No, he plays a right tackle.
Right tackle in a domino tail. You know where, as a defensive end, you know where I'm putting my hands at every single play? Right there in his stomach. So is he going to bring his hands down? Because once he brings his hands down, I'm going around him.
Okay, that's if he's playing. I'm not concerned about the depth on our offensive line, sir. Okay. I'm not concerned about that at all. We have a very good offensive line.
There's a reason why people start. Hold on.
But, I mean, there's an anchor. I mean, Lane Johnson's been an anchor for y'all all season.
Injury. Yeah. It actually happened to him in the Chicago game.
And he still didn't allow a sack.
But he played in this game and really hurt him.
So he's going to rest it. And if he's back for the play, and if he's back, he'll be back in time for the divisional playoffs or the AFC Championship game. And if not, we are still good.
One thing is known, we still have good backups on that old line.
It's a reason.
We did not.
But you know what?
Yes, and we have depth. There's a reason why this.
Went out, we still did not give up a sack. And I seen that they put Parsons right over that side when he went out. Still didn't get no sack. We got good replacements.
All yes. Gardner Minshew did not get touched.
Hey, all I know in 2005, the Indianapolis coach was 14-2. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Baltimore Colts in 1968 was 13-1. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
That's their problem.
Minnesota Vikings 12-2. They
ain't naming a lot of
teams. Or how about the Patriots?
2007, 16-0. They win the Super Bowl.
Naming another team that don't beat Eagles.
2022, the Eagles might be 15-1. And I predict right now, and I got some money to say y'all ain't going to win the Super Bowl. Now, who finished talking and got a pocketbook on the show? That's what we can talk about.
I put it on.
I bet that. What you want? $100. Y'all want?
Yeah, y'all better than me because I ain't no gambling person.
I'm a gambler.
All right, bet that. Me and Joe, $100. Y'all want the Super Bowl? All right, that's locked in.
Yes, sir.
Right, yeah, because there's a lot of good football teams that had good records.
We gonna send the money to Mills Cash App. Real talk.
I'll hold it for you. I'm not gonna put my Cash App over the radio like this. But yeah, I got
we'll
you.
Do it over the radio, but we'll get there.
I got you.
Inbox me and we'll yes. make it happen.
Yes, sir. We will do that. But like I said, there's a lot of great football teams that have done what you said, but they're not us. Not us. Never will be us.
You know the good thing about right now in the season? See, y'all been the best team all season. You know? But it's week 17, 18 coming up. It's like y'all were hot. Y'all were the hottest you were ever going to be around week 9, 10, 11. I'm going to give you credit. Y'all were unbeatable in week 9, 10, 11. I don't think nobody would have beat y'all because y'all were playing at an all-time high. And you might agree to that.
Yes, sir.
Then when the injuries started to set in and, you know, the knickknacks started to set in and then you lost to the Commanders and, you know, the moment.
Hold on. Hey, you know how they be saying, you know, but we beat them with a healthy Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying that, but we beat your complete roster.
So?
I'm say just it throwing again, it
up. Oh,
we beat your complete roster.
Come on.
That game might be the reason that you're getting all this bad play from Slater because Kerry turned towards them that night.
Y'all did not win it. We lost it.
No.
Where did we lost it on the rankings?
Just listen, bro, we shut down everything that y'all was doing good that game. Everything y'all did good that year, up until that game, we beat y'all. We shut y'all down.
Y'all scored 2 field goals.
That's all right. I know
that's your boy Joe.
But
he can't come on this show talking about
we lost.
Now, see,
gave the ball.
Hey, CJ, he said 2 field goals, but they still lost by 12. About.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And the same problem
with each loss, turnovers.
The one quote remains undefeated.
Just throwing the ball around, and y'all can count that last. Man, y'all can have that. But I'm saying, y'all only scored 2 field goals in the second half.
But here goes a real fact. We got 3 rings, y'all got 1.
Hold on. Time out. Flag on the play.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
We got 3 rings. We in the hall of rings. Since, you can't say that about ago. Y'all.
Y'all
just joining the pod.
Actually, you say you have 3 rings.
3 Super Bowl.
Uh-oh. No, you said 3 rings.
3 Super Bowl rings. We got trophies too.
3 Super Bowl rings. Yeah, I was saying we have rings too.
We ain't talking about championships. You don't
want to do that. No, so you want to talk about stuff that happened before my kids was born? Let's do that then. You want to talk about stuff that happened 3-4 presidents ago? Then let's do that then.
That's y'all only defense against us.
Because for all these years, we haven't had no championships. That was y'all argument against us. Now we have one.
But who is always the one bringing it up?
We don't never go back.
Y'all got in your feelings.
We didn't make no excuses then either. I didn't make no excuses then either. They beat us. There was a better team on that day. I went on this show and said that.
and then y'all done took it all the way to the extreme.
Oh, no, 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 uh-uh. He did that.
I was being real.
Y'all beat the full roster, didn't you, Kevin?
Oh, man. The one quote that I've always said before, it still remains true. Everybody has a game plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Oh!
I've said that time and time and time again. And it's not just, you know, I'm not just saying to pick on you. It's on everybody. Anybody. And like I said.
Well, I don't say nothing from you. Because like I said, we didn't get punched in the mouth. We tripped over our own shoelaces.
Yeah, both games. But that's one thing y'all can't take away from us, though. We're the only team this season.
What was the score of that game?
What? 24-12?
Or the first game or second game?
Talking about.
The first game they got us. They got us back 24-8.
Okay.
All right. We you know, like I said,
it was some late game fumble or something that happened at the end.
It
was like 31 or something.
Are we talking about the second game or first?
We played Wentz too, didn't
we? The Wentz was on the first game.
Look, this thing y'all can't take away from us. Hey, before y'all go, I'd like to thank Rev for coming on. He's got a bounce. Rev, you got anything you want to say before you bounce, man?
Hey, man. If my Dolphins don't get into the daggone playoff, somebody need to get fired. Well, I know who's getting fired. The defensive coordinator getting fired. But I'm going to hang out with the family. Got some family in from out of town, man. Y'all be easy, be safe out here. We got a few more days left in 2022, 2023, looking very, very prosperous with everybody. Love on the people that love on you, man. If they don't love you, don't worry about them. Keep moving. Keep them out your spirit and your space. Your space and your bubble is what your bubble and space need to be. Build your bubble, build your space, and build your love and trust in God. Go.
There you go. Ooh.
I love you, Rev.
Ooh. See, look, this is why that I sent you a full page ad on Saturday. This is why. That is the, see, you just confirmed everything I put out there on Saturday. Yes, sir. Couldn't have said any better.
So, one thing you can't take away from us, we're the only team of this season that has beaten every team we faced. However you want to slice it up, every team that we went against, we've beaten. So.
That was a piece of cock or horse malarkey if I ever heard
it. It is facts.
I mean, you had to pull that one out, but I understand.
We ain't gonna talk about what y'all put out of. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Come on now.
All I know is I'm coming off a great Christmas.
Yeah.
And everything's cool. But look, I gotta get out of here too, so here's my parting remarks.
Alright.
Tory Lanez shot Meg Stallion. He in jail. YSL done turned on Young Thug. He in jail. So I guess what I'm trying to tell y'all is being black African-American men, talk to your kids. Love on your kids. And if you're raising young African-American males, teach them honor and respect. You know what I'm saying? Be the role model that they look up to, man. I got two sons, man. And I know I come online and we talk sports. But the best job we got in our lives is being a dad, man. Take pride in that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just something real. It ain't got nothing to do with sports, man. And happy holidays to everybody, man. Have a safe year ending. And let's go 2023 bigger and better. Hey
CJ.
Appreciate that.
Hey, CJ.
You.
Oh, you thought you were get rid of me, huh? Yeah, I'm here.
Daddy.
Oh, man, you already know who it is.
CJ, I had nothing to do with this, right? This part.
Let's go through your picks from last week.
Let's go through our picks from last week. How many wins did you get?
Oh, more than you.
That wasn't the question, CJ. See, you're hard of hearing. Get some Q-tips. Clean your ears out, CJ. Pay attention. All right. And let's see. How many wins did I have, Mill?
We ain't had many.
I had about eight.
I told you, I stopped doing this algebra.
You did not have
Hey, Kevin, how many wins did I get?
I believe it was eight wins.
Look here.
Right
now. So what?
Let me go to Mills' page.
Hey, go to the page and see how many you had.
You ain't had no eight wins. What?
What?
I'm going to Mills' page right now.
Well, go on it and stop guessing.
Bro.
I do owe you an apology because I thought that the Cowboys. Okay, hold on. Don't start jumping down yet. You ain't won nothing. All right. So, you did slip that game, boy. As a matter of fact, after the Eagles jumped ahead 10-0, I called Bill. It's a good thing he didn't answer his phone because see, I had already declared victory. But then the Eagles, their wheels fell off somehow. I don't see how you're going to give up 40 points and win something. But it was a whole bunch of turnovers, okay? No excuses, but guess what? The Cowboys are still irrelevant. Oh, see, he got quiet over there.
Uh-oh. It'll take me a while.
As an Eagle fan, I want to know how they're irrelevant.
They are, say what? As a who fan?
He's an Eagles fan.
That's my man Joe right there.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? No, actually, you know, I don't like none of y'all. I don't like no teams at all.
Hey, Joseph, this is what we have to go through.
That's right.
This is what we have to go
through. And that's exactly right.
Hey, YB, you were 6-6 last year.
Oh, 6-6. What were you?
7-5.
Oh, you got lucky. One game. That one, oh my God, that one game right there.
But I told y'all that when we was picking the game, I said this is gonna be that one game, and I think I picked that Cardinals game, and that's what won me the 7-5. Cause I told you the Cardinals always win a game; they ain't got no business winning.
Yeah.
I did say that, right?
Yeah, you did say that.
I did say that.
Okay, all right.
And thank you. And remember, it was supposed to be the C.J. Richardson show this week. But I ain't say nothing. I just let it slide.
Okay, all right.
I know you were doing something for the holidays, and you're a good dude.
Uh-huh.
And I love coming on y'all's show. We were just having fun.
Yeah, we all having fun. But yeah, please, my day will come. That's right. Real soon, bro. Real soon, okay?
But it was all love, man. Appreciate y'all for having me.
Anytime you can come on, my brother, anytime you can come on, it was always a blessing. I'm always grateful for your presence. Anytime you can make it, my brother.
Man, met a couple new guys I didn't even know, man. Everybody show love. We just talk sports because we love it.
Hey, man, we love this stuff.
That's how we do, baby.
Hey, y'all have a great day, too, man.
All right, you too. CJ Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Yo, Joseph Hickey, we about to ride this thing on out, man. Any parting words?
Man, want to say I'm not mad about the loss. I was just salty.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Salty. Not mad at all, because, you know, you'd be mad sitting in first place in the league, you know. I don't understand.
Yeah.
That was their Super Bowl. That was their Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's all they're going to get.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great year for football because I'm an Eagles fan. Just Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you fellas and your families. And I second to what he just said before he left about being the father and all that. It's great. And much love to all of y'all and your families, man.
No doubt, man.
All right, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
We're gonna let you know we had a playoff game. I mean, a playoff party over here too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's my man.
I would not be if when we go to the Super Bowl, I would not be attending work.
I know that's
right. They don't be trying to let me get Sundays off because that's one of our busiest days. But I told them I would not be here.
That's right.
The Eagles. If they say the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, do not expect to see me.
I heard that, bro.
I know that's right. Hey, I'm gonna catch you on the flip side. Hey, you'll be back up here on this panel with us soon, man. Can't wait to see.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. That's my man Joseph Hickey, ladies and gentlemen. All right, man. Mr. Roma.
Yes, sir.
Anything before we head on out here, man?
Stay blessed. Don't love on your people. Enjoy your day. Happy New Year. Bring it in safe and sound. Start off the new year on the good accord.
Yes, that's my guy, Mr. Romar Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin.
Yeah, man.
This is a crazy one, man. Another impromptu one in the books. What you got to say
man,
about it?
Man, I'm just blessed the fact that I was able to make time on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? That in itself is a treat.
Is
you
it?
Know, I mean, this has been a blessing of itself. Sometimes, you know, when it comes to Christmas, people, they get wrapped up in the monetary things and stuff like that. And if nowadays, man, if you can show up, if I can see your face, if I get a chance to chop it up with people, man, network with you, that's a present in itself. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my biggest takeaways, man, is like, you know, when you know you can make a difference in somebody's life, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That in itself, you can't replace anything like that, because those are the moments you cherish for a long, long time. And, you know, so I'm more than grateful for the fact that we had an all-star cast today on an impromptu section. You know what I'm saying? On a Monday, man, I can't ask for anything else right now. I'm on cloud nine.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. And we got one more show. I think one more show before the 40 years out. Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. Yo, it's going to be lit. I don't know how that's going to go, but we're going to try to cover everything. Football, basketball, baseball, NCAA, pros, whatever drama we got going on. You know how we do on the Studio W Sports page. And we're going to close out 2022 and welcome in 2023 starting next week. It's our Christmas Eve special. Can't wait to see how it's going to go.
Hey, you mean New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Did I say Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy. I'm exhausted, y'all. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm about to go home and get in the bed and just pass out for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had a busy weekend.
Yes, I'm taking the rest of the day, y'all.
There you go.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Studio W Sports page. Until next Saturday, we're gonna holler.
All right.